is up in the air, and the tip is controlled by Norfolk. They'll be moving right to left in this first half. Ball goes down to Darce. Dodges in the paint. Over on the right wing now. Down the corner to Sowers. Back up top now. Over to Sowers once again. Now up top. Once again, goes to Dillard. Dillard dribbles to the right wing. Throws it down for the pancake. Takes the pass back in the corner. Her three-pointer, no good. Dodson chases down the offensive rebound. Kicks it back out to Dillard on the right wing. Now ball goes up top to Sowers. She throws it back to Dillard on the right side. Down on the little block, he goes to Rangel. Once again to Dillard. On to Sowers on the left wing. Sowers dribbles for the corner. Now kicks out to Dodson on the wing. Throws it up top to Dillard. Her three-pointer will not go. And the rebound is tipped around and controlled by the Lady Rebels. Here's Coker into the front court. Now she's being double-teamed just as she crosses the timeline. And it works as Norfolk comes up with the steal. Going back for the easy layup was Kinley Stowers off the glass and in. And the Lady Panthers strike first. Boy, that zone press, when you trap it, it can, especially right there at the half-court stripe, it can work wonders. And it did just there, did there once again as Dodson tipped up the pass. Then Coker knocked it right out of bounds on the far sideline. So Norfolk's going to get it right back. Two turnovers against Rural Special already. Here is McGowan giving the ball to Dillard, who dribbles toward the right side, going up for a layup off the glass and in. Macy Dillard with her first 2 points of the night. 4-0 Norfolk leading it. 6:38 left in the first quarter. A full court press for Norfolk. Rural Special is able to get it into the front court. Here is Rural Special going up for the jumper, Cameron Sutterfield. Looks like a Rural Special changed their starting lineup from what they had originally told us. Now going back the other way, going up for the layup was McGowan, partially blocked, and Rural Special comes up with the basketball. Here is Sutterfield back the other way, dribbling towards the paint, pulling up for the jumper, misses everything, may have been partially blocked, scramble for the ball, the jump ball will be called, and it will be Rural Special's basketball on the possession arrow. 6:03 left in the first quarter, Norfolk up 4-2 in this one. Inbound pass will be thrown by Coker. She gets it into the paint to Carlton, who puts up the jumper. Cannot get it to go. Another jump ball call on the rebound, and this time Norfolk will have the ball on the alternating possession. Less than 6 minutes left of this first quarter. Norfolk with the ball and the two-point lead. McGowan walked into the front court. Now ball goes down to Dodson on the low block. She's going to kick it out to two. Stowers, who puts up the three, will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Abby Linville. And the Rural Special back the other way, and a foul is going to be called on Norfolk. Ivy McGowan picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Panthers here in the first half. Sutterfield takes an inbound pass, throws it back to Coker on the right side. Now back up top to Sutterfield. And her pass toward the left wing was knocked away, but Abby Linville is able to control it. Now ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Last touch by Norfolk, and it will be Rural Special basketball. 5:23 left in this first quarter. It is a 4-2 Norfolk lead. Sutterfield takes the inbound pass from the backcourt. Dribbles across the timeline, goes down towards the low block, puts up the jumper, partially blocked, and Dodson comes up with the basketball, and back on the Lady Panthers. Dodson into the front court. Gives the ball to McGowan, over to Dillard on the right side. Down to Stowers in the corner. Finds Dodson on a low block. Almost had the ball knocked away. Now ball goes to Dillard. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the right side. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Abby Linville for Rural Special. And Norfolk will inbound it under the basket with 4:57 left in the first quarter. 4-2, Lady Panthers up on the Lady Rebels. Kinley Stowers will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Dodson in the paint. She's going to go up for the layup. Off the glass. No good. And a rebound is controlled by Rural Special. Linville back the other way for the Lady Rebels. Gives it up top to Sutterfield. Over on the right side now it goes to Coker. Coker drills toward the corner. Now goes back to the wing. Ball goes down towards the paint. And that was Brianna Osborne losing the handle of it. And Norfolk coming up with the steal. Back the other way. Stowers will kick it out to McGowan. Up top to Dillard. Over to Stowers on the right side. Stowers will put up the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Norfolk, and looks like a foul will be called on the Lady Rebels on the low block, and it will be on the floor, so Norfolk will inbound it under the basket. Brianna Osborne picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against Rural Special here in the first half. Rangel is going to check out of the game for Norfolk, being replaced by Hannah Bryant, a 6'4 freshman. Inbound pass goes to Macy Dillard. She gives it to Bryant. Now over to Stowers. Stowers dribbles toward the elbow, throws up top to Dillard. Back over to Stowers on the wing. Down the low block to Bryant. Her shot off the glass and in. Hannah Bryant with her first 2 points. And Norfolk almost comes up with a steal. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Good defense there by Kenley Stowers. The rural special inbounded on the far sideline with 4:02 left in the first quarter. 6-2, Norfolk on top. Coker will trigger the inbound pass from the far sideline. He gets it in to Brianna Osborne. And ball goes down into the paint. And Madison Coker gets a layup off the glass and in. And it's a 6-4 Norfolk leading rural special. McGowan into the front court. Ball goes down to Dotson on the low block. Over to Dillard on the left wing. Back to Dotson. She's looking to get up the layup. She cannot get it to go. Tries to get their own rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by rural special. And it will be Norfolk basketball with 3:35 left in the first quarter. 2-point Lady Panther lead. Stowers will inbound it on the baseline. Gets into Bryant there in the paint. Her jumper off the glass and in. Hannah Bryant with 4 points off the bench. 8-4, Norfolk on top. Less than 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here is Coker into the front court, throwing it up top to Sutterfield. Finds Coker cutting into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Lost her footing. And Dotson comes up with the basketball. She's quickly back the other way with it. Dotson has the ball up at the top. Now we'll give it to McGowan. Now over to Dillard. Down to Stowers near the right corner. Finds Dillard, Dotson cutting towards the paint. Her layup no good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. That foul is on someone who's not in the game. There's number 20 is not in the game for Rural Special right now, so I don't know who they call that on. But Marley Dotson hits the first free throw. That is the second personal foul by the second team foul against the Lady Rebels. So I'm still not sure who they gave that foul to. Number 20 is not in the game right now for Rural Special. Dotson hits the second free throw, and it's 10-4. Norfolk on top. Less than 3 minutes left of the first quarter. Over back the other way, Olivia Carlton tried the three, misses everything, and Norfolk comes up with a rebound. Here is Stowers into the front court. Almost had the ball knocked away from her, but she gets it to Dillard. Now Dillard finds Dotson at the free throw line. Over to Stowers near the right corner. Back to Dillard. Back to Dotson now at the free throw line. Over to Stowers in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up and in. Kenley Stowers with 5 points, and Norfolk is up 13-4, 2:23 left in the first quarter. Linville takes the inbound pass from Coker, gives it back to Coker as Norfolk's going with his own press, and it works as McGowan gets a steal in the backcourt, goes up for the layup, a little strong, no good. Offensive rebound for Stowers. She couldn't get the foul to go, goes back up with it. This time she's going to be fouled and head to the free throw line. Abby Linville picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against Rural Special. 2:09 left in the first quarter, as it will be Kenley Stowers at the free throw line. First shot is up and in. Well, a couple subs for Norfolk coming in. Pearl McGowan and Kenley Rangel checks back in, replacing Hannah Bryant and Macy Dillard. And Stowers' second free throw is up and in. She now has 7 points. 15-4, Norfolk with a double-digit lead. A little over 2 minutes left in the first quarter. I believe Rural Special had a sub as well. Back the other way, the Lady Rebels go towards the low block. Carlton putting out the shot. In and out, no good. And scramble for the rebound. Finally controlled by Norfolk. Here's Dotson back the other way for the Lady Panthers. Has the ball up at the top. Gives it there to McGowan. Between the circles, over on the right side, it goes. Now down in the corner to Stowers. Stowers will drill towards the paint. Now kicks it back out to Pearl McGowan. Over to Dotson on the right wing. Her three-pointer, good. Marley Dotson with 5 points on the night. 18-4, Norfolk leading it. A minute and a half left of this first quarter. Back the other way. Carlton's going to try for a three on the left wing. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Ivy McGowan. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Panthers. Going into the lane for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Ivy McGowan with her first 2 points, and she'll go to the line to try to convert the old-fashioned three. That foul is on Cameron Sutterfield. That is her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Rebels here in the first half. So with 1:18 left in the opening period, it will be a three-point opportunity for Ivy McGowan. Before she shoots her free throw, Bailey Perry is going to check in for Rural Special, replacing Kaylee Avey. Perry is a freshman for the Lady Rebels. And the free throw is up and in. Ivy McGowan has 3 points. And it's 21-4. Lady Panther is leading it. Back the other way. Here is Coker into the front court. She has the ball knocked away, stolen by Diller. Back the other way. Diller going for the layup. Good. And Rural Special is going to take a timeout, and we'll take it with them. 1:17 left to play in the first quarter. It is all Norfolk as they lead Rural Special 23-4. You're listening to Lady Panther Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Back at Devil Dog Arena here on the campus of Morrilton High School. 1:17 left in the first quarter of this Class 1A state tournament game. Norfolk girls leading Rural Special 23-4, and they're going with a full court press once again. Sutterfield is able to get the ball across the timeline for the Lady Rebels, going into lane for the layup, and she's going to be called for the offensive foul. Cameron Sutterfield picks up her second personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Rebels. A little over a minute left to play in this first quarter. Norfolk back the other way. Here's Dillard with the ball on the left wing. Ball gets it to Rangel, and her pass down to Bryant, knocked away and stolen by the Lady Rebels. Here's Linville across the timeline for Rural Special. Gets into Sutterfield over on the right wing. Sutterfield is going to dribble towards the free throw line, and it looks like draw a little contact. That foul is going to be called on Ivy McGowan, her second personal foul, team foul number two. Against the Lady Panthers. 45.9 seconds left in the first quarter. Checking in for the Lady Panthers is Maddie Dillard as she replaces Ivy McGowan. 23-4, Lady Panthers leading it. Inbound pass goes to Bailey Perry. Now it's back to Coker, up top to Sutterfield. Down in the corner to Abby Linville. Her three-pointer, a little strong, no good. What happened there was Coker chased down the offensive rebound, but as she was going out of bounds, she saved it, tried to save it in, but right into the hands of Hannah Bryant. So back comes Norfolk, and Rangel trying for the layup, couldn't get it to go, and then she's called for the over-the-back foul. Kinley Rangel picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Panthers, 24.6 seconds left. Inbound pass goes to Coker. She's able to break the Lady Panthers press. Now kicks it over to Linville, up top to Sutterfield. Her three-pointer, no good. Hit the front of the iron, and the rebound's controlled by Stowers. Back in the Lady Panthers, 12 seconds left. Stowers goes cross-court to Dillard on the left wing. Up top now, over back to Stowers. Her three-pointer is up. Rolls around, does not go, and the rebound's controlled by Rural Special. And that's the end of the first quarter. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score is Norfolk leading Rural Special 23-4. You're listening to Lady Panther Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Have you been wanting to clear that piece of property or get started on that new house? The place to get any project started is Dirt Slinger Incorporated. From clearing that land, installing septic systems, foundation work, you name it, Dirt Slinger can do it. Call 870-421-8794 today. Dirt Slinger Incorporated is